It's one of the most famous tunes in music history. Dum dum da dum dum da dum. It was written by one of the greatest composers of all time, Frédéric Chopin, born 200 years ago today in Poland. To celebrate his birth, NPR's Elizabeth Blair examines his legendary piece about death.
Chopin's funeral march first appeared in the 1830s as the third movement in his Sonata No. 2 in B-flat minor, a stunning, haunting work. But forget about that for a second.
Oh, I've got to go.
Beetlejuice, Monty Python, Porky Pig. That iconic melody has been used to embellish morbid humor, seems like forever. Classical pianist Garrick Olson has heard it on his cell phone.
When you're playing 21 against the cell phone, you know, and when you lost, it would go...
Parodies of funeral marches go way back. Jeffrey Kalberg is a Chopin scholar and chair of the music department at the University of Pennsylvania. He says take the march that originally inspired Chopin.
Chopin's marches is modeled after a march from a Rossini opera, La Gazza Ladra. That march served as the basis for parodies by Gounod. So that's the funeral march that, if you're old enough to remember, it was the theme music for Alfred Hitchcock's show. There's another march that's a parody that Alcan, who's a friend of Chopin, actually, wrote, called Funeral March on the Death of a Parakeet. And it's also based on this Rossini.
But just because something's become a joke doesn't mean it's trivial. In the case of Chopin's funeral march, far from it. When played in its entirety by a professional like Garrick Olson, it's a different story altogether. No one knows for sure exactly what inspired Chopin to write the march, but Jeffrey Kalberg says there is evidence that he associated it with the Polish uprising of the 1830s. Chopin, who was born in Poland, sympathized with his countrymen in their revolt against the Russians. He feared for his family and friends in the face of the Russians' violent response. Chopin was living in exile in Europe.
It was said by his colleagues that, you know, often he would be playing in salons and he would play and play and play, and that the only way to get him to stop playing was to ask him to play the march, which turned him very somber and would change the mood, and he would simply have to stop playing after that because he was so caught up in the emotion of it.
The pain and grief of an entire nation is what Chopin's first biographer heard in the funeral march.
I think it's really one of those masterful moments in Chopin's musical life.
Pianist Gabriella Montero.
A lot of people have the idea that Chopin's music is meant to be very pristine and romantic and almost untouchable, and I feel that it's so human and it's so volcanic at times and so masculine and feminine that... That it's very much about extremes in a way.
Chopin's march has been played at the funerals of heads of state, including John F. Kennedy's, and ironically, Russian leaders Brezhnev and Stalin. But the very first time it was performed at a funeral may have been the most important, Chopin's own. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
For more on the 200th anniversary of Frédéric Chopin's birth and for a walking tour of his funeral march by Garrick Olson, go to nprmusic.org.